You're listening to 3Fuel Podcast, a podcast about the most advanced sports nutrition and sports recovery product on the planet. I'm your host, Aaron Olson. For more information, go to 3Fuel.com. I'm here today with CrossFit athlete Danny Horan. Danny, it's great to talk with you.
Great to talk with you as well.
Danny, tell me a little bit about your background in sports. How long have you been participating in sports, and how did you get interested in CrossFit?
I would say, I guess, CrossFit was my first sport. Prior to that, I was a competitive horseback rider. I've been doing that since I was 3, so for about 20 years.
Oh, wow. And so do you still participate in horseback riding?
I do not. I stopped competing to finish school and stumbled upon CrossFit.
Okay. So it sounds like once you found CrossFit, you were kind of hooked on that.
I was, yeah. I really enjoy CrossFit. I mean, I enjoyed riding horses, but I couldn't do school and horses.
Now, before you got into CrossFit, you were actually into half marathons and marathons. What made you make the switch to CrossFit? Or what got you interested in CrossFit?
So I started running half marathons just to do something because I wasn't riding horses, but I found running to be kind of boring, and my dentist introduced me to CrossFit.
Okay. So tell me, what was it actually about the CrossFit experience that really got you hooked on it?
It was really challenging. Everything was hard, but it kept me hungry and kept me coming back for more. And then once I found out that you could compete in the sport, you know, I had competed since I was a little girl, since I was 5, and part of who I am as an individual, I'm very, you know, competitive. So once I found out about the CrossFit Games, I decided to do whatever it took to get there.
It sounds like when you get started with something, you really throw yourself into it. Is that common for you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was like that with horses, and now it's like that with CrossFit. So
you got interested. You found out that you could compete. What was that like going from just, say, a CrossFit gym to all of a sudden competing? Did you have to step up your game quite a bit? I mean, were your workouts different? How did that transition take place?
I mean, I stayed at the same gym. I just started doing additional volume, I guess. So it was pretty much the same. I just spent a few extra hours training for the games.
Okay, so a few extra hours per day, per week, or what are we talking?
It started out just like a few extra hours per week, and then I would say over the last really like year, I've put in a lot more time. I'm pretty sure I train every single day of the week in some sort of way.
Okay, well, let's get into that a little. Tell me what your training is like on a typical day, or if there is even a typical day.
I guess I always do some sort of strength work. In the morning, I normally do some endurance work, whether it's running, rowing. But I don't really, I guess, have a typical training day. It changes day to day, depending on what I'm doing. But I would say at least 3 days a week. A typical day would be in the morning, I would do some endurance work and then follow that up with some accessory work, whether it's some like strict gymnastics movement. And then I'd come back in the afternoon, do some back squats and front squats, some Olympic lifting, and then a workout. And again, followed up by more accessory work.
Okay, so you're doing some endurance work in the morning, then you're doing strength work, and then accessory work. So what is that endurance work? What does that typically consist of?
The endurance work in the morning, it varies. Mondays and Thursdays, I do some form of agility work, followed by a longer run or row, and also some additional swimming. And then on Saturdays, I do more agility work, and then on Sundays I'll go for a long run.
Okay, so what's the longest run that you'll do?
It's 60 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So anywhere from like 45 to 60 minutes.
Okay, so you still incorporate some endurance work. Is that pretty important for CrossFit? Or the CrossFit Games, I should say?
I think it is. I think for me, it's really important. Endurance is my biggest weakness, so that's why I make it a priority.
Okay. And then are you following that every day? Are you doing strength training every day of the week? Or how often does that come into play?
In some format, I do strength training every day of the week. Okay. Minus I'm doing active recovery, which is 2 days a week.
And what is active recovery?
On Thursday is my active recovery day, so that's when I'll do an hour of agility work and then either a long run or row and then a swim. And then on Sundays, I just do a long run or row.
Okay. Wow. So it sounds like you're doing a pretty insane amount of workouts every week. So I would think that recovery is pretty important. Have you blended in recovery with all that training that you do?
It's still a guessing game. You're still trying to figure it out. I would say your nutrition is the most important, and your sleep is important too, because you can control those factors. But everything else you can't really control. You can't control if you get sick or, you get injured. We can control those. So I just really try to make sure that I take the right supplements, eat enough food, and sleep as much as I can.
So you said diet is and sleep and supplements are really important. Tell me a little bit about your diet. What kind of things are you eating on a typical day?
It depends on if it's morning or afternoon. I try and always follow up within an hour of my training to have some protein and carbs from whole food. So whether it's oatmeal or sweet potatoes, foods like that.
Are you monitoring like closely, like how many protein, carbs, and fat you're getting, or are you just kind of going by your feel of what you should be eating based on how hard you worked out that day and stuff like that?
No, I keep track of everything that I put into my body, so I know what I'm eating, and I have daily goals that I'm trying to hit. And if for whatever reason I end up training a little bit harder one day, I'll make sure that I eat more food.
Okay. So like what, are you using like an app to track all your food or something like that?
Yeah, I use MyFitnessPal. It's an app on the phone. I think you can get it on almost any phone.
Right. Okay. So what kind of macronutrients are you aiming to hit there?
It honestly depends on the day. Depending on what I'm doing. So like on recovery days, I think it's around 200 grams of carbs, 75 grams of fat, and then 140 grams of protein. And then on training days, depending on how much I'm training, the same for fat and protein, but the carbs would go up depending on that.
Okay.
Depending on how much volume I've had for the day.
And how about 3-Fuel? How do you incorporate that into your overall nutrition program?
I take that before I work out. And I also put it in my oatmeal because it tastes really good.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. So give our listeners the recipe for that. How do you make the oatmeal with 3-Fuel?
So I do a quarter cup of oats, and then I do a tablespoon of chia seed, put a half a cup of flax milk, and I let it sit overnight, and it's really good.
Now, you also mentioned that you're taking some supplements to help you perform better, so I'm sure everyone listening is going to be interested to hear what those are. Is there anything special, or is it just like a multivitamin? What are you doing there?
For supplements, I just take your like 3-Fuel, the 3-Fuel, and then just Pure Pharma packets, so your vitamin D, your fish oil, and ZMA.
Okay, Pure Pharma. I'll put that in the show notes. So, it sounds like you've really taken on this CrossFit thing, and you've really put a lot of work into it. Is it something that anyone can do? I mean, can anyone just go to a CrossFit gym and start this up and start training hard and go to the games? Or does it take, do you have to have a very athletic background to do it?
I mean, I think anybody can do anything they want. The only thing that's going to stop them is going to be themselves, so I feel like anyone can go to a gym and train, but there comes a point in your time where you're training and you're getting up at 4:30 to go train, you're exhausted, and you just have to do it. So you have to be able to push past the times when you get really tired. And, you know, I feel like most people would just roll over and go back to bed. But what separates, you know, I would say games athletes from normal athletes are those individuals that just get up every day with a mission and aren't going to stop till they get what they want. They're not going to let a little setback, you know, stop them from achieving their goal, because you will have setbacks, but you just have to keep your eyes on your main goal and not let anything get in your way.
Okay. Wow. That's great motivation. So Danny, what keeps you motivated every day?
What keeps me motivated every day?
Yeah. When that alarm clock is going off and you just want to hit snooze or whatever, what is it? What keeps you, you know, going to the CrossFit gym, doing these several workouts a day, it sounds like, and keep getting up early?
I really want to go back to the games again. I've been putting in a lot of hard work, and I see my potential to fill those holes. And I think that I have a lot of potential. So I really want to see what I can become. You only live once. And if you have the ability and the talent and the drive to do something, why not just see what can be the result of all the hard work and dedication put into it?
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. So you mentioned that you've got an incredible drive and motivation to see what you can achieve. You also mentioned, though, that, you know, recovery and things like sleep are very important. So how do you balance, say, sleep? As an athlete training as much as you, I'm sure you need a lot of sleep. How much are you getting tonight, and how do you balance that with work and everything else you got going on?
I am very lucky that my boss understands my goals. So I go to work early, get up at like 4:30, go to the gym, teach a few classes. I'll do my endurance work, and then I'll come home and take a nap during the day for like an hour and a half, and then go back to the gym, train, coach, and then come home and sleep. Sometimes, you know, I don't get the amount of sleep that I need, but I make sure to get it in a nap if I can.
Since using 3Fuel, have you noticed any differences between 3Fuel and other products that are out there?
Everything else tastes awful now. last year when I went to regionals as an individual, I couldn't eat anything. The only thing that I could stomach was 3Fuel. So when you have a product like 3Fuel that gets you through an entire weekend, think about taking anything else, because that's a really, you know, that's huge.
And for people who don't know exactly how CrossFit games play out, give me a little idea of what's, you know, is it a multi-day sport? How does that play out? Give us an idea of what goes on during the games.
During the games or qualifying for the game?
Well, I guess either. Well, let's do both. Tell me what you have to do to qualify, and then what happens when you actually get to the CrossFit Games.
So they recently changed the standards for this year, but in the past, you had the Open, which is an online qualifier that anybody could sign up for and do. And from there, the top, I believe, 48 qualified for regionals. So then, in a few months after the Open was regionals, and so regionals was a 3-day competition, and the top three qualified for the games, which was, you know, a few months after that. And then the games are a 3-day event.
Okay. And what is actually happening during that 3-day event?
At the games or regionals, you're doing anything. The games, you know, some of the workouts, but you don't know all the workouts. Regionals, in the past, they've had you know all the workouts, so you've been able to prepare for them. But, you know, you're working out all weekend.
Well, Danny, it's been great talking with you today about CrossFit and recovery and all the training that you're doing. Where do you recommend that people go to find out more about you or follow you online?
I have an Instagram account and a Facebook fan page that you can go to that has my Twitter and Instagram information.
Okay, great. Danny, it was great talking with you, and thanks for sharing with us a little bit about your training and everything that you've got going on.
Thank you.
You've been listening to 3Fuel Podcast. For more information, go to 3Fuel.com or follow us on Instagram and Twitter with the handle 3Fuel, or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3Fuel. Thanks for listening.